1546, we said on Tuesdays we choose all things finances, and coming up next, Touch My Finances. So this segment, we get an expert advice that is on your financial woes and questions. So what you have to do is send us a voice note to 0605527303 with your concern, or rather your questions, your finance questions. And we do have Gerald Mwandiambira on the line, certified financial planning professional and wealth entrepreneur. Good afternoon and welcome to the Touchdown, Gerald.
Good afternoon, Lerato, and good afternoon to all the Metro FM listeners.
Great. Thank you for making time for us once again on this Tuesday.
Always a pleasure.
All right. One of our listeners has a question for you. We're going to play the voice note. Thank you, Dave.
Hi, Lerato and team.
Hey, fam.
Yo, 2023 was a bit rough for me, especially financially. And obviously, it's spilling over to 2024. I've defaulted on a few payments, and I'm now on credit bureau. So what happens, Gatlegase, when you are on credit bureau, like when you're reported on credit bureau, and how long does it take for your name to kind of get removed from there? And I think one of the biggest thing is that I'm concerned about, will I be able to kind of make big purchases while my name is still on the bureau? Big purchases, things like a house or a car, or like open an account, things like that. I'm just trying to see what my options are while I'm trying to, you know, get my name, to sort things out and get my name off the credit bureau. Thank you.
All right. So basically a quick summary. And this person says, I've defaulted on a few payments and I'm now on credit bureau. What happens when you're reported to credit, and how long will it take for me to be removed from it? Will I be able to buy a house, car and open accounts with my name on it? Let's quickly go actually pay the bills and come back to Gerald. All right. Welcome back, Gerald. You still on the line?
Definitely on the line, yes. Our caller basically said that they've missed a couple of payments. They're now listed at a credit bureau. Well, how will that affect them long term? Well, basically, let's start. A credit bureau is a company which keeps data on all of us in terms of if we have financial contracts, accounts, etc. How we pay. Do we pay on time? Do we pay late, etc.? Now, what happens is with every financial contract you have, under the law, you get 90 days to catch up, which is 3 months. If you miss three payments, then they say you've gone into default. Okay. When you've gone into default, it means that you've broken the contract.
Yeah.
And then the companies now take you to court and they get what they call a court judgment. The court judgment then also goes back to the credit bureau. So the bureau will note Lerato has missed three payments, default. Okay. Yeah. But doesn't end there. If they go to court, they'll get a judgment against you, and that's called a court judgment. And they also list it on the credit bureau.
Yes.
What it means is that once you've got a court judgment against you, you can't borrow. Simple. You have to pay off the people you owe.
Yeah.
And then when you've paid them off, they must give you what they call a letter of clearance to say, okay, we're cool. They've paid back their money. But it doesn't end there. You take that letter back to the court, and the court then tells the credit bureaus to clear your name. Now, most people, they pay back the money, but they forget that once they were put on court judgment, they have to go back to the court to clear them. So it can be messy. How long? Well, it can be up to 30 years, depending on who you owe. So, depending on who you owe.
30 years!
Because the court doesn't forget, Lerato. The court knows you. So the credit bureaus will keep your stuff on file for 5 years,
yeah,
and then it'll look like you're clear. But if you've got a court judgment, that never goes away. That you really need to sort out. Mm-hmm. So for our caller, you know, if you're looking at a house or a car in the future, you will need to clear off that debt or settle it, and then you'll be able to take that letter to court and get it cleared. Now, a lot of people say, no, if I ignore them for long enough, they have to write off the debt. Many companies, there is that thing where they say, look, if they can't find you, they can't trace you, the company writes off the debt. But the court judgment never goes away. That's what remains, and that's what will always get you in trouble.
That's what is called being blacklisted, or is that now a different conversation?
That is correct. Blacklisted is basically saying the court has said, this person broke a financial contract, they still owe this company. And it gets worse because sometimes when you want to pay back the money, the company you want to pay back to has long gone. Mm. So that gets really messy because now when you go to court, you can't even clear your name because the person you originally owed doesn't exist anymore. So it can be quite expensive, quite messy. Advice to all our listeners is if you are behind on your payments, make arrangements. Don't keep quiet. If you know your debt, it doesn't go away. And credit bureaus keep a credit score. Mm-hmm. And a credit score of 650 is a good score in terms of you're credit worthy. Yeah. Anything below 650, they're not going to do business with you at this time.
But now, Gerald, we hear a lot of people saying, you know, you can make arrangements. What exactly is making arrangements if at that particular moment I really can't afford?
Look, companies will always make an arrangement with you as long as you still got your job. Remember, every financial contract was done because you had an income. So normally, as long as you have income, you can renegotiate and say, guys, I'm really behind on payments. Can I start catching up the 3 months I missed next month, but we split it up over a year and you just add a little bit extra on my normal payment and I will catch up over time. Those are the kind of arrangements which they will make with you. Unfortunately, once you've lost your income, i.e. your job, no arrangement can be made because you basically have no way of paying back the money, and the likelihood of you going and being listed in terms of the credit bureau defaulting and maybe ending up with a court judgment against you is high. But remember, here's the nice thing.
Yeah.
The credit bureau can list you, Lerato, right?
Yeah.
But you don't always have to get the court judgment. Most people who end up blacklisted is because they get a summons to go to court to explain to the magistrate why they are not paying. Most people don't go.
Yeah.
So the companies get a default judgment, which means you never came. You were not interested.
Sure.
Therefore, we blacklist you. If you go to court, if you go to court, you tell the magistrate, I can pay 10 rand for the rest of my life, 10 rand a month. Mm-hmm. And the court will write 10 rand a month, but that doesn't appear as a court judgment against you because it's a way of making an arrangement. Some arrangements I've seen is 1 rand per year. Because I'm not working, but I'm just showing that I agree that I owe you, so I'll pay 1 rand or 10 rand. So if you are in that situation where you've got summons, go to court, tell the magistrate, I'm not working, I can pay 10 rand a month.
Yeah.
And they will write it down, but what it will do, it will protect your name in that you won't be blacklisted or yellow-listed or green-listed.
Mm. Gerald, I've got so many questions. So I have another one now, but I'm going to let Morena go first before I come up with like 500 more questions.
Now, Gerald, in the similar situation of owing, right, let's talk SARS. What can SARS do to you if you owe them and you haven't paid them back?
Arrest you.
Okay. Well, now, South African Receipt of Revenue, SARS, if you owe SARS money, SARS are very friendly. Normally, SARS, you tell them, I'll pay bit by bit. They're cool. SARS are easy to make an arrangement. You can do it via e-filing or go to the offices.
Mm.
If you ignore SARS, they are not so friendly anymore. They show their teeth. And what SARS can do is the same thing which these companies can do. They can get a court judgment against you. And owing SARS is bad business. It's bad for your future because, you know, every time you earn your salary, it's linked to your ID number. So SARS know when you're making money. So if you don't pay them back or you ignore them, the day you do start earning money again, they just gobble it all up like that overdraft which was waiting for your last money.
So now, Gerald, just going back to making an appearance, you know, at court, etc., can you get blacklisted for traffic fines?
Traffic fines, no. Traffic fines are not a financial contract. Remember, Lerato, all these things start with a contract. I didn't make a contract with the traffic department to go over the limit. That cannot get you a listing.
Yeah.
A contract is basically, I'm buying this car, I'm buying this TV, I'm taking this cell phone, and I'll pay you every month.
Got
and if you break that contract, that can go to court.
Yeah. Then how do I find out? Maybe let's say nobody has access to me. Nobody can email me. Nobody can get through to me via the phone. How do I then find out if I am or whether I am or not blacklisted?
Every South African is allowed one free credit check or credit report. So I would say if you're listening right now, log on to the normal websites for the credit bureaus, Experian, et cetera, and just ask. You type in your ID number, you type in your cell phone, they sell you, send you an OTP, and you can see a credit report. The nice thing about doing your free credit report, Lerato, you can also see if somebody has stolen your ID. Because suddenly you see you've got an Edgar's account. Yes, an Edgar's account you don't know anything about, or a cell phone which you don't know anything about.
Jeez.
So take advantage. It's January financial resolutions. Do a resolution. Let me get my free credit report. Let's see what's going on. Let me know my credit score. And if you want to increase your credit score, we've spoken about it with Touch. There's little things you can do to improve it.
All right.
So, Gerald, with that one free credit report, is it a free one per year or per lifetime? And if you need another, a second one, how much do you pay for it?
It's free per year, one free credit report per year, and then the credit bureaus have their own charges in terms of how much it is to pull it. Normally, it's about 100, 150 rand for a credit report. But it's important, know your credit score, know what people are saying about you out there, if you're a good payer or bad payer, and improve your score. It's very easy to do that as well. But definitely know what's out there, know the information that's out there about you.
Oh, thank you very much, Gerald Mwandiabira. Enjoy the rest of your day. I've got like 17,000 questions to ask you, but you know, some other day. It's okay. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Always a pleasure. And if you've got all those questions, Lerato, go on to online YouTube. What they don't want you to know about money. Just type in what they don't want you to know about money, and we're always talking about money.
Okay. What they don't want you to know about money. Yeah. Thank you very much, Gerald.